OLTU.com,
the home of quality podcasts.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 195 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. And last year at PMA, I walked around, did my annual ritual with the little field recorder, and I recorded a whole bunch of interviews with different vendors on the floor at PMA. And one of the people that I spoke to, who I think is scribbling notes on a piece of paper in the background at the moment, was Gavin Blue from Heartfelt. Gavin, welcome to Shutters Inc.
Ah, thanks very much for having me.
So, just to recap, Heartfelt is... Well, I'll let you explain it.
Heartfelt is a very special service. And what it is, it's a network of photographers around the country who provide photo sessions for families who face the unimaginable, who are confronted by stillbirth, or they've got seriously ill babies in the NICUs, the neonatal intensive care units in the hospitals, or they've got children with serious or terminal illnesses. And usually these families are in such a swirl, this is the last thing they think of, but what the magical thing about photos is that they can capture memories for these families, and for many of these families that the life of their time with the child is fleeting, so they really become very, very treasured.
So these, I would imagine these are tragedies which nobody sees coming. It's not like the parents know in advance. This is just something that hits them at the time of the delivery. Is that the case?
Most of the time. We work with places like Ronald McDonald House, and in Victoria got a place called Very Special Kids. And these people have a lot more long-term care for children, especially Very Special Kids. It's palliative care, like the children are going to pass away. So there is some time that the family does have, but often it's just out of the blue, and it's a tragedy, and the family's life is in a swirl.
Yeah, right. And so how did Heartfelt come about?
Well, there was a nurse who was a photographer in Queensland called Siobhan Cowell, and she saw, I think it was about 2006, 2007, there was a service in America called Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. And she wanted to kind of create an Australian version of this service. So she kind of started from there, and it's just grown ever since. And back then it was called the Australian Community of Child Photographers. But we thought we'd prefer a name that was easy to remember and also reflected more of the service and the experience people were left with. And that's how we came out with Heartfelt.
Right. And I recall you telling me last year that you are very selective about the photographers that you take on board.
Yeah, we have a look at there's an interview process, an application process, and we're looking for people who have a profound empathy for families facing a tragic loss.
Yeah.
And being able to, still have the, required photographic skills and sensitivity to produce some nice photos, no matter what the circumstances are, whether it be shorter time, whether it be, in a tiny corner of a hospital room where there's, poor lighting, just still being able to produce something special.
Yeah.
And we probably accept about a half to a third of applicants.
And how do you manage, just getting the photographic talent into the hospital in time? Like, how does that side of things work?
Well, we work closely with a lot of hospitals, and some hospitals we're an embedded part of support structures for families, and it's a real honour to be able to provide the service like that. And some hospitals are, a little bit cautious about using us because we're, they're protective of the families, and they're also, a bit litigiously fearful as well.
Right.
Because it's such a sensitive area.
Yep.
But one of the main ways we've been working is just the social media and online reputation. Like, we're very, very strong on Facebook.
Yes. Yep.
And there's a lot of word of mouth mums. Like, when something bad happens, to a mother, usually the first thing they do is get online and say, I can't believe this is happening, and just do some searches to try and find out more. And that's where we usually pop up.
Right.
But we also work closely with the hospitals, usually the social worker department or the carers like that. And, they sort of work with the family, and just kind of, they're the best people to sort of just ease in the suggestion that it might be a good idea to get some photos done.
Right. So this is when the writing is on the wall that the child is not going to make it.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Wow. And when, but we get calls from concerned family, relatives, and the parents themselves. So it comes from all sorts, all areas.
Yep.
But it's, you know, in the world of looking after the family, it's better when there's some coordination of, you know, what the family needs. And that's where the social workers really are the best.
So how do those people find you? Because, you know, until you're in those shoes, you wouldn't even think to go and look for a service like Heartfelt. So how, in that, you know, that absolutely awfully trying time and emotional time, how do they actually find you?
Well, there's every 6 months in some of the hospitals in Melbourne, we go and do a presentation to staff.
Yep.
And it can explains our service and the processes and some examples of our work. And also share with some testimonies and emails we've received from families, like years after they've received the photos, and just, you know, really create for them how treasured that they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, like after they leave hospital, after the funeral, after all the friends stop calling, all they've got are these photos.
Yeah.
And so we kind of just maintain the relationships, and we kind of keep on working, being known with the hospitals. And we also... you know, we look for, sometimes we get calls for regional areas or areas where we don't have members. And that's actually when I get online and I do a Google search for photographers, and I look for people who've got some sensitivity with their work, and, you know, ring them up and have a chat.
Yeah. So is there a way for, you know, say listeners to this podcast who are generally, you know, people with a genuine love of photography, to help spread the word about Heartfelt? Is there anything we can do to help spread that message?
Well, one of the best ways is through Facebook.
Yep.
Like everybody has got a whole community and network of friends and families. And what we're out to do is we're out to put an end to the conversation that we hear a lot of is, you know, I wish I'd heard about your service. I wish I'd known about your service.
Yeah.
And like a single person has connections with hundreds and hundreds of people. And just sharing a link from our Facebook page or sharing one of the link stories from our media page can just kind of plant the seed out there in their communities where if something tragic does happen in one of those communities, someone might say, oh, have you thought about this?
Yeah.
And might then have the thought of, you know, suggesting this service to people. So that is really the best way.
It's almost like an insurance policy, isn't it? It's the kind of thing you don't want to have to deal with up front, but, you know, unless you know about it, it's not going to be helpful when you do need it.
Yeah.
In a way.
I know, like it is an illusion that life's predictable. You know, ask any family that's faced something like this, and, you know, and it's an experience that never goes away. So there's, you don't want to be a doomsday to the people who've nothing's about happened to, but you just want to share about, oh, look, this is a wonderful group, and look what they're doing. You know, isn't that beautiful, the power of photography, and, you know, how it could be used to heal people's grief.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess all I can do then is ask, you know, the listeners to this podcast, you know, to I'm assuming that Heartfelt has its own page on Facebook, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
So go and like the page.
Yes.
And just try and spread the word through your own network of, you know, not only photographic friends, but I guess, you know, your family and the other parts of your social network who are not photographers.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's one of those things you hope you're never going to need it.
Yeah, and you don't want to ram it down people's throats. You just want to share, saying, "Oh, look at this beautiful organization. What these photographers are doing." And like each year, like, or each month lately, we've been doing between 50 and 60 sessions across the country, and it's a huge number of people. And that's only like tip of the iceberg of people who would be, you know,
affected,
who could benefit from the service.
Yeah.
And it's we've got some great suppliers who work with us to have these very special packages get delivered to families. There's a lab in Adelaide called Atkins,
right?
And they print up and they burn the DVDs and they package up beautifully in some special branded Heartfelt envelopes and get them to the families very fast. And it's, you know, really it's a lovely little package that the families do receive.
Right, which brings me round to the whole financial aspect of it. How are you funded?
what we've been working very hard at is being a very thin organisation with very low overheads.
Right.
Because if you look, you know, out there in the world, there's a million and one charities fighting for a dollar.
Yes.
So we actually don't ask for money. We fund everything through our membership subscriptions. Like, to be a member, it's $50 a year. And we just get spontaneous donations from families.
Yeah, right.
And like, we don't ask for them, but they just keep on, they just come in. And that's been covering all our expenses to date, which has been very nice. It's,
wow.
It's very, very nice not to have to, you know, go out and ask for money from people.
Yeah. So when you talk about memberships, is that for the photographers who are Heartfelt Photographers?
Yep, that's right.
Right. So they pay $50 to be part of this service.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of the ways that we want people who really want to do the work.
Yeah.
You know, who are really committed to being a Heartfelt Photographer, and that's just one of the ways we sort of kind of filter people through.
For sure.
And like on our website, if you have a look through, there's a way that you can sponsor sessions. You can, you know, we've got the session cost down to about $40.
Right.
So people can sponsor a session for $40 if they like, and that's one possibility.
And what is the website address?
The website address is heartfelt.org.au.
Fantastic.
Now, there's one other project we're going to do later this year.
Yeah.
Because we find that there's barriers to people using our service. And one of the barriers that we have is the thought the mother has is, my God, who'd want to take a photo of my baby? It's that thought of, you know, who would, you know, they don't want to confront anybody with this.
Right.
So we're going to have a project where we're going to give a book of our work, which has been reproduced with the blessing of the parents whose children have been photographed.
Yep.
And they can be discreetly held by the social workers and the nurses in the NICU units, and they can just show the families what's actually possible with our service.
Yeah, right.
And then that could just give such peace of mind to the family that they'll get something, you know, little something they can cherish in the future.
And I guess alleviate that fear of, you know, no one would want to take a photograph of my deceased, you know,
yes,
newborn.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
And most members have had a profound experience of loss. And like, for example, myself in 2006, we had a little girl called Alexandra who died at birth.
Sorry to hear that.
And so to be on the receiving end of services, it's you know, that's one of the biggest motivations for making life that little bit easier for families who've gone through it. Like, we had a hospital photographer come in, and the photos were just forensic and very insensitive to the treatment of the background and her skin. And you know, we took such a beautiful photos, but we went to SIDS and kids and some counselling sessions afterwards, and there were families who had nothing.
Yeah, you know, right. Nothing.
Some people had a crumpled Polaroid. Some people had an illustration they went to an artist with, and there was a real break on some family's grief with not having any kind of tangible memory of their child. So that's where we thought this is a great way to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. God, it just tears me up thinking about that. You know. You know, that you had to go through such a horrible experience, you know, and to then get, as you describe them, you know, very forensic style photographs. And, you know, as a photographer yourself, that would have obviously just, you know, made it feel even worse, I'm sure, you know, because you would have recognized immediately how much better a job could have been done.
Yes.
And I guess that's what prompted you to get started with Heartfelt, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, mate, I highly commend you for the work that you're doing. It's it's tough to talk about, and I guess I can only, you know, implore certainly our Australian listeners to at least swing by the Facebook page and click on like, and just, you know, as Gavin said, you don't need to ram it down people's throats, but at least just try and spread the word.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, if we can at least, you know, make more people aware of the fact that Heartfelt is there. Yeah, like I said, like insurance, you hope you're never ever gonna need it, but you know, it's nice to know that there is this organization like Heartfelt that is there to, you know, preserve these memories as, you know, as rough as that moment must be, you know, I can only imagine it. I've not been through it, but.
Well, it has been such a taboo subject of conversation for many years. And, you know, you just in a paper recently, there was, you know, discussion about the treatment of single mothers with, you know, children being taken off them because they were, you know, encouraged to have people have their children adopted because they were single mothers. But, you know, there was people come up to us, you know, 10 years ago, they didn't even see their baby that was stillborn.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know, the people never used to talk about it. Like, I was very open what happened to us. And the amount of people came and told me, saying the same thing happened to my mum, same thing happened to my grandma, same thing happened to my sister. But it was a lot of what we're doing with photos that, you know, can be shared is it just kind of helps people share about the trauma. And that's a big way of having people move through their grief, is it being able to share it rather than suppress it.
Yeah, for sure.
And by doing things like this radio show, it just kind of keeps on putting in the public conversation and makes people who've experienced such a thing feel less alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, mate, well done.
Thank you very much.
I tip my hat to you. I really do. And it must take a very special kind of person to want to be involved. Like, on one level, I want to be involved, and on another level, I just don't know if I could. Hold it together.
I mean, and there's some people have, they think about it and they have, you know, real reservations. And we just say, look, you know, we suggest you don't. But if it is something people would like to get involved with, you can go to our website at heartfelt.org.au.
Yep.
And there's a join us tab.
Right.
And we've got a code of conduct there, and have a read through that. If it's something you'd like to do, you can apply there. And, you know, we want to, the more members we have, the more we can service families across the country. And, like, one thing we do, we're very, very, very protective of the images.
Yep.
And we don't like the images getting out anywhere on blogs or anywhere.
No.
Without the express permission of families down the track. So it's we're very, very protective and careful. We've got this whole code of conduct, and that's one of the things it covers, is protecting the families.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair enough too. I don't think these are the kinds of photos you want to be going and spraying all over the web.
Yeah, and it's a two-edged sword, because we get asked about media stories, and we've been on the news a couple of times, and you know we do have families who are happy to share their work and share their photos.
Yep.
But we do manage it very, very closely.
Yeah. All right, mate. I'll leave it there, and thank you once again for coming on and having a chat. And like I said, I can only, you know, implore our listeners to go and like the Facebook page, and, you know, just help spread the word for Gavin and for Heartfelt, and for, I guess, more so for, you know, the families who are the, you know, the unwilling participants in these stories, you know, and you know, let the message be heard, you know, on a wider scale, I guess.
That's right.
All right, mate. All the best.
Okay, thanks for your time.
See you, Gavin.
Okay, take care.
Well, that's where I wrapped up the interview with Gavin on Wednesday night, and that was going to be the end of the podcast. But then today, Saturday, I got an email come in from Blake Bodycoat, and he said, "Hey, Bruce, I'd like to thank you for sharing the black card technique with your listeners. As you said, I can't believe I didn't think of that ages ago. It's a really simple concept. I went out with my mum this morning, whom I take a lot of photos with, to Angori, which is on the Clarence Valley, northern New South Wales, just south of Yamba. I was aiming to get a shot of the sun rising on the horizon. Unfortunately, the weather was not as I expected. There was a nice clear sky, but as what happens with our family all the time when we travel, it was not the desired weather. I'm sure many other listeners can relate to that. Fortunately, just after the sun had peeped from the horizon, the clouds parted slightly, which allowed sun rays to seep through, which I reckon made an interesting shot in combination with a long exposure. I used a Lightcraft Fader Neutral Density Mark II in conjunction with my mum's Hoya Neutral Density Filter to enable me to get a 30-second exposure. But as with nearly all seascapes, there's always that frustrating sky which makes you just pull out your hair in disgust. Filters are an expensive accessory to any photographer, especially if you're a 15-year-old with no job. Sad face. So not everyone has one, and this technique is a lifesaver. Obviously, this wouldn't be a be-all, end-all solution, but it's extremely beneficial if you don't have the money to purchase a graduated neutral density, like me, and I'm sure many other photographers. Unfortunately, I didn't take a before and after photo with using the black card because the light didn't last long, but I'm sure you'll see how the black card made a difference. Cheers, you're doing a great job with the podcast. I can't wait until the next episode. Blake Bodyco. And Blake has given me a link to that photo, which he's posted on his Flickr account. And I've got to say, Blake, that is awesome, mate. Beautifully done. I'm not familiar with a Lightcraft fader neutral density. I mean, that sounds like a graduated neutral density, but maybe it's not. So I must admit, I was a little confused when I first read that, because I wasn't sure if you were saying you used a neutral density and a graduated neutral density, or if they were just two straight neutral density filters in order to give you enough filtration so that you could get the 30-second exposure, and then you used the black card technique to, you know, to filter out the bright sky. I'm guessing that's what you were aiming at. But anyway, however you achieved it, beautiful job with the photo. So I will put that in the show notes so everyone can go and have a look at it. It's a gorgeous shot. Well done. And once again, you know, I take my hat off to Gavin and the other photographers, you know, with what they're doing with Heartfelt. I think is just a beautiful, very humanitarian, very, very noble gesture, I think, you know, particularly to think that, you know, the photographers involved are paying an annual fee to be involved. I think that's just fantastic. So I would implore you once again, if you, you know, don't mind throwing it on your Facebook status for a couple of hours, or if you could, you know, send out a tweet or put it on Google Plus or whatever social media outlets you choose to use, if you could spread the word, I think it would be greatly appreciated. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. That will do it for this week. Keep the emails coming in. Love to hear from you, hear what you're up to. If you're in Sydney and you are a photographer wanting to get your photography business on track and into gear for 2012, Lorna has got her next Focus on Business meeting happening this Tuesday coming. That's the 14th. That's right, it's Valentine's Day. That's right. She's going to cop no end of grief for holding it on Valentine's Day, but there you go. So, well worth getting along to at the studios at Dragon Image in Artarmon. And I think that was all I had to mention. Next Sydney meetup is coming up on Friday the 2nd of March, I think it is. 2nd of March, 3rd of March, whatever that first Friday is in March. Details on the Facebook group, Sydney Photographers Meetup. So if you want to be involved, we're doing Bonnie and Clyde this month. It's going to be fun. All right, that'll do it. I'll shut up. So keep the emails coming in, and until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc., another audio2you.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email studio@audio2you.com.